This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. This is the DJV program. Mrs. Robinson's not here. Ms. Horn's not here either, but Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner are. It's vacation time, so Jennifer's off a few days this week, and Victoria's off later in the week. Jay, you and I will hold down the fort. How about that for imagination?
Texas, clever. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so the big picture. Isn't there a TV show on one of the phony baloney cable channels, The Big Picture? Sounds like something that would be on Fox or something. So anyway, the big picture here is that there are problems with the Delta variant. It is spreading. More people, more governments, more businesses are putting things together to make sure that they are protecting the employees and those of you who might be customers as well. So wearing masks, getting shots, that sort of thing. Victoria, you were mentioning that Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, has announced that vaccination proof is required for people to participate in indoor activities. Mm-hmm. That means going to the gym and stuff like that, right?
Restaurants, gym, concerts, yeah. But, you know, it's interesting because I don't know when that began, because Tony Bennett, who just turned 95 last week, he and Lady Gaga did two nights at Radio City.
Yeah.
And I was looking at those tickets and then decided I didn't want to be in a giant crowd indoors. But they
looked like it might have been fun, though.
Well, we actually had a friend who worked the event, and he said that Tony Bennett was amazing, and that at 95, he just, you know, Gaga's always great. But it was really impressive to see how well Tony sang and how well he performed. And not just do one night, but he did two nights. That's a lot. But it didn't say anything about vaccinations in on those tickets and in that information. So I'm not sure when de Blasio's new policy goes into effect. It is only affecting, I believe, just Manhattan and the five boroughs. I don't think the rest of the state of New York is doing that. But who knows? We may see that in L.A. too, right? In other big cities.
There are a lot of people that are members of unions around the country. And I wonder how much those of you who listen to us and you're a union member, what is there? Is the leadership saying this is what you ought to do? I know in terms of teachers, as schools get ready to reopen, as a matter of fact, Megan, my daughter, and my grandson and her husband were up in Northern California for a couple of days. Apparently, school starts there this week and starts in Southern California next week. So there's a big to-do about what the teachers, and there are two different big teachers unions, the American Federation of Teachers and the American Association of Education, or whatever the other one is. But there have been union groups inside the union that were upset because the teachers unions were saying that you had to have a vaccine, or you should have a vaccine. The students or people you're working with all need to be vaccine. I remember Jennifer said that the teachers union in L.A. has made some pretty crazy demands, and some of them leadership has acquiesced to, and others have told them to go pound sand. I don't think there should be anything other than you get kids back in school, do your job, get vaccinated, and let's move on. But there apparently still is a little hoo-ha in all of this stuff, and one wonders whose interest are they thinking about the best interest of the people that are they're taking care of, that is the students, or are they just thinking about themselves? I see that in a lot of union circumstances. We've become, those of us who are in the business of radio broadcasting, there used to be huge union representation. I had to join a union. I had to join three or four unions over the years like the electrical. I had to be, when I was working in a station in Providence, I had to join the electrical workers union in order to handle the controls on the studio, what we call the board. And I can't imagine having to do that today. Phil Phil McGeehan, who's in the studio, the main studio of our originating network in Washington. You have to. You have a union card to be there?
No, I don't.
I want to know. You have no union card? That's it. You're done.
They'd have to pay him more if he had a union card.
Yeah, that's probably true. All right, so anyway, there's that. Norwegian Cruise Line is going to require proof of vaccination. If you get on the ship in Florida and you don't have proof of vaccination, off, over the side, throw them into the brink. And there was some challenges by people who had tickets. So they went to court on Friday, and the judge said, nope, they can. This is a privately held company. If you're a private entity, you can require whatever you want, which I think makes sense, frankly. If you spread it around a little bit, let's see, what countries are administering booster shots? You see this? France, Germany, and England.
Yeah.
Are going to
and Israel
offer
is
them.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're moving forward, even though the World Health Organization last week or the week before said that they shouldn't do a third dose until the rest
but
of the world.
Who cares what the World Health
up.
Organization says?
Well,
who
no.
Cares?
Well, that hang on.
I'm not criticizing
world,
you. I'm just saying
no,
who cares?
I know. But that's okay. So the World Health Organization said that they have a point, but. These countries are moving forward anyway, and then when asked about the World Health Organization's request, Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, said, this is a false choice, making it out to be that, and she was going against the World Health Organization. She said, you can do two things at once. You can continue to vaccinate your own people while still donating vaccines to other countries. Mm-hmm. And she kind of shut that down, and I thought it was one of her better moments of,
she hasn't
saying,
had a lot of them, but yeah, you're right.
I think she's kind of 50-50 at this point, but,
yeah.
She gave the answer that that's what Biden's sticking with, and Kamala Harris this week is going to meet with the president of Mexico to talk about vaccine distribution. So you can do two things at once. And I think when you're talking about these, the countries like the UK and France and Israel and the United States, of course, we have the money that we can do both at once.
So, but back to the vaccines themselves. Isn't there a concern at this point? Delta, you don't curb it. It leads to something else. It just keeps going through its cycle. And
well, Delta
so now,
Plus is already here, and they're trying to figure out what that means.
Yeah. Well, there are people, the booster vaccine program, which is, as I understand it, just more of the same stuff. They haven't got there's not a new flavor, if you will, in this new ingredient. And so whether that has efficacy against the Delta remains to be seen. I feel fine. You all feel fine. You seem fine. But the basic bottom line is you ought to have your shots. And then move ahead. I thought it was interesting. Brian May, who is the guitarist for Queen, took a shot at Eric Clapton over the weekend. Eric has been, he and Van Morrison, a couple of other characters, have been talking about not needing to have a shot. And if you're going to work in the in England or in the British Commonwealth, they're going to implement a vaccine passport for events. Clapton says he wouldn't
for concerts,
play.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So Clapton says he wouldn't play with his discriminated audience. It seems to me at this point in time, again, I like Eric Clapton. I've always liked his music. And I love Van Morrison and his music. But these guys are... they have their point of view, and that's cool. Brian May said, I love Eric Clapton, he's my hero, but he's very different views from mine in this circumstance. He thinks it's okay to shoot animals for fun, so we have disagreements on that, too. I didn't know that about Eric
Brian,
Clapton.
Brian May is a huge animal rescue guy.
Right.
So, yeah, like he has a farm sanctuary. I mean, you're not going to become good friends with Brian May. If you think sport hunting,
well, I'm kind of like I didn't realize that about Eric Clapton. I'm not so excited about. There are certain things that he's done over his career that I find laudable and great to listen to. Can you separate? That's always been the thing, like politics and actors. Can you separate their politics from whether you like them as actors or not? In this circumstance, can you like Eric Clapton's music and not like his stance on public issues?
Sure.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, Garth Brooks is, you know, Garth Brooks has been in the last couple of elections, he's been more left than right. And, you know, he, of course, has some backlash because there's always someone who needs to, for whatever reason, you need to have the your favorite artist also agree with you on everything. I don't understand that. But, yeah, I think that there's always a risk, I guess, right, with going public with how you feel about things. Clapton has just come out so hardcore that he did an interview a couple weeks ago. It almost makes me question, like, if he's, like, all there.
Yeah.
Like, because, I mean, he came out a couple weeks ago.
A lot of drugs, man.
He was saying, and he was saying that, like, no one calls him anymore and he has no friends. It was just, I don't know. It kind of made me a little concerned for him. But then again, maybe people are just distancing themselves from him because he's taking these extremist views.
Has there ever been a study, there's got to be a study someplace, as to the impact of drugs that you take when you're younger on you and dementia and stuff like
that? Sure, there are.
I would think, especially those really hard ones that the psychedelic ones.
He was on, man, more stuff than you can. You know, look at some of the old pictures of him. I mean, it doesn't even look like the same person today as was the case then. 16 past the hour here on the DJV program. A reminder of our new podcast. This is exclusive podcast material. You'll hear it every week. Zodiac Magic. The new moon, and we're going through a cosmic reset. And Laura Banks, who's the astrologer that's featured on Zodiac Magic with me and psychic Mary O'Malley, the reset that I'm talking about, major things happening this week that'll change perhaps how we look at certain issues, and also the day-to-days. One of the things that Laura suggests is that you protect your heart on the 9th. Don't be fooled by some things, businesses that are going to be in. I like this because it's very specific. So there is certain, if you're looking for a job, maybe you shouldn't take a job that's offered you on the 10th. You know, stuff like that. It's pretty practical. And people
that's
love that.
That's very practical because astrology is all about when you initiate something.
Yes.
So that's what people kind of don't realize, I think, if they're, you know, not like really into it. But it can be incredibly helpful. I mean, I don't know if she goes into like VC moons and stuff, but there's a lot of stuff in there.
Stuff.
Yeah. It's really helpful.
Listening to the podcast is easy. Go to ZodiacMagicPodcast.com, or it's easier, just wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Zodiac Magic. O'Reilly Auto Parts specializes in keeping your car on the road. Not sure how much life is left in your battery? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you out. Their professional parts people will test your battery free. If it does need to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right one to fit your car. Superstart batteries are built to handle even the toughest conditions. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today, or you can visit them online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
We'll be right back.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Three after the hour now, and it is time for Jay to have one of her many shining performances here on the DJV program with a focus on trending things on our social media at Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, people commenting, and then there are the stories that show up frequently, like Barack Obama canceling, well, he had 700 people that he invited to his birthday party, and then he cut it back to 200 people.
Several hundred instead. So scaling back is definitely a relative term.
Yes. What is he going to do with 700 people? How much land? Does he own that place on Martha's Vineyard? Or is it Nantucket? Which one is it?
It was Martha's Vineyard. I don't think he owns that. I think it wasn't a house. It was a big outdoor space and a tent.
Yeah.
It was probably just rented. But, I looked at a whole bunch of the pictures, and it didn't look like there were actually that many people there. I mean, it was a big spread out kind of event.
Imagine that people driving around or driving, everybody wanted to see. Because when you go to those islands, there's no place to hide. So yeah. Spielberg was there, Tom Hanks, George Clooney, Beyonce, Bradley Cooper, Don Cheadle, a whole bunch of people, they'd stick out like sore thumbs there. You cannot hide on those islands. So there must have been a big to-do. Apparently he was doing a lot of dancing. Is that right?
Yeah, he was having a good old time. The party did definitely snarl up some traffic. Some of the officers were even overheard calling the traffic a crap show.
Right.
Like, we're all starting and then winding down until 1 a.m.
Because there's, one or two roads going in and out, and that's
it. Everything is so small on Martha's Vineyard, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
and they were in a remote part of the island, too, so it's even harder. It's like one road goes in and out, that's it.
Yeah, there's one road, and there's also one airport, and there's one dock, and you don't drive there. You either have to get on a boat, or you got to fly in. And most of them, I'm sure, flew in on private planes, and that makes even more of a circus. So, anyway, it's cool.
Yeah, but apparently it was quite a bash. He rung in 60 very nicely.
Happy birthday to you, John Legend. You think I could sing like John Legend? He wished to. Right, he sang. Didn't he sing Happy Birthday?
He did.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, John Legend and Alicia Keys.
So it's nice. Nice to have a nice party. We're all like good parties, no matter what the occasion. But I didn't get invited. Did you ladies get invited? I didn't get invited.
I did not.
No.
But Erykah Badu was invited, and I was surprised by that.
Wow.
I didn't know they knew each other.
Marky Post died?
Okay,
yeah.
I thought we were talking about Obama.
No, I just saw this. Jeez. Marky Post.
That's what we deal with every day, people.
But she was the mother of Sophia Bush's character for the first four seasons of Chicago PD. She was also in Night Court. That's where she got well known. She was a big smoker. I wonder if she died of lung cancer. Yeah, she is a...
almost a four-year battle with cancer. She was in a lot of Christmas Hallmark Christmas movies, 70 years young.
Very recognizable. If you don't know the name, I had to look her
up
because I didn't know the name. Yeah, I knew the face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. But she was, you know, that's another one of these smoking stories, man. It's people who smoke and smoke and smoke and smoke.
She was even doing chemo treatments while working on a few Lifetime Christmas projects.
Yeah. Yeah, that's too bad. Jim Belushi, he's getting a divorce. I'm surprised it's lasted this long. He's a real character.
Well, so he's been married for 23 years, and he and his wife called it quits a few years ago. His wife had filed, and then they reconciled more than a year later. Jim filed a motion to have the divorce dismissed, and now Jim is the one that has filed.
Right. This is his third marriage, right?
This is his third marriage, yeah. And then the two together have two adult children, a daughter and a son.
Yeah. How old is he? Would he be now? I'm thinking about how his brother, John, how old he would be at this point. He's got to be in his 60s, right?
I was thinking in his 60s, right?
Yeah, I would have thought so. Yep. All right, there's that story. A little gossip here in the trending department on the DJV program at 20.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
It's about time! For the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize. An Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senators touted the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure package over another hurdle late Sunday. A coalition of Democrats and Republicans pushing it closer to passage, perhaps by Wednesday. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer.
The Senate has voted to advance the bipartisan infrastructure bill and bring debate on the substitute amendment to an end. I repeat that Democrats are ready and willing to vote on additional amendments to the bill before moving to final passage. Once again, that will require the cooperation of our Republican colleagues. I hope they will cooperate so we can move more quickly. Otherwise, we'll proceed by the book and finish the bill.
The United Nations released a report Monday that co-author Linda Mearns, a senior climate scientist at the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research, says, "I don't see any place that is safe nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. End quote. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Schools in COVID-19. A major school union is demanding a vaccine mandate, while others are taking a scientific approach. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Schools across the country are working to establish COVID mitigation measures ahead of the return of students for the new school year. School boards and parents have debated over mask and vaccine mandates for both staff and students. The former commissioner of the FDA believes that schools shouldn't be withdrawing COVID mitigation measures before the beginning of the year. Dr. Scott Gottlieb told CBS's Face the Nation that with the Delta variant, districts should keep measures in place and see how things go before making any decisions.
Well, look, schools aren't inherently safe. They can be made more safe if you take the proper steps, but we can't expect the same outcome that we saw earlier with respect to the schools, where we were largely able to control large outbreaks in the schools with a different set of behaviors. If we're going to change what we do in terms of the mitigation, how we approach the schools, we're going to withdraw masks, we're not going to engage in testing, we're not going to be podding students, we're not going to try to de-densify classes, we can expect a different result, especially with a more transmissible strain. I would enter the school year with a degree of caution and keep in place some of these measures and see how it goes, particularly in areas where there's higher prevalence.
The United States Olympic teams have defeated China in total gold medals at the Tokyo Games, 39-38. The United States was the only country to reach triple digits in total medal count with 113. The 2024 Summer Olympics will be in Paris, France. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time for the DJV download and a manner of speaking. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer off for a couple of days, getting better and wiser and older. And perhaps more talkative, although she's always been a good talker. That's why she's good at what she does. We're all good talkers, and that's why we're good at what we do. Touching into your lives, maybe teaching you a few things, the healing moments that we have. I think there's a lot of healing that needs to be directed toward the state of New York, or at least the governor, or the people who he surrounded himself with over the years. There's the story of a female state trooper he was chasing around.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? He played street poker?
No, the state trooper is the best. I honestly think of all of the testimonies, those are the most serious charges in terms of, you know, groping and touching her. And yeah, he had requested her specifically to, he'd like reassigned her so that he could be near her. Yeah, that to me, that's the strongest case of him being, I don't know exactly what he did, but the accusations are the strongest there.
Just give her a karate chop?
Well, I don't know when she reported this or if this got buried. There's so much to this.
He's pretty good at burying stuff. Look at all the burying he did with regard to the numbers of people who died in his state during COVID. Yeah. He's pretty good at that.
Well, the nursing home thing is what you're talking about. That's the number one reason, really, that the impeachment process started to, I mean, it picked up a little bit of steam. But now when you add in the sexual assault and sexual harassment charges, then yes, then I think that this is going to move ahead very quickly. So much so that the local papers here in New Jersey and New York, where I am, are already reporting that the lieutenant governor has told people privately she expects to take over the office in a few weeks. That's how fast she thinks this is going to go. So, now look, everyone who stands to gain from this.
Right, of course, like
you
her.
Know, Letitia James, the attorney general, she has very overt chance, you know, she wants to be governor someday. She's the one who did the investigation. The lieutenant governor, Kathy Hochul, she's
obviously...
So
doesn't that give us a cause to be concerned about the legitimacy of some of this stuff? You have any qualms about any of the charges against him?
I think an independent, you know, I think that some of the things that he has tried to explain away make sense. Others, like the state trooper, I don't know. He has said is, I never touched anyone inappropriately. That's all he's sticking with. And he was himself a very powerful attorney general. He knows how these things go, and he knows what to say and what not to.
Well, and that's one of the things you have to question. The possibility is, truly believes, did nothing inappropriate. Those actions are okay, which they're not. But doesn't it just kind of have you questioning?
Sure.
I mean, I don't know if he really thinks that that's okay in 2021.
Yeah.
But
I think that there are some people out there. It doesn't make it okay, but there are some people out there that genuinely think their actions are okay. And it's you, or not you specifically, but, you know, it's you who is taking it the wrong way. That's on you. It's a you problem, not a me problem.
Plenty of old guys think that.
That's true. They do. Or we do. I don't know. I don't put myself in that same.
So don't
pretty,
put your, yeah.
No,
yeah.
But I think that there are a lot of people who are my age who have had, and Biden is an example of it. I sort of give him a pat. I never saw anything that looked like, is it inappropriate? It depends on your definition of inappropriate for people
that
who are my age.
That used to be called affectionate, but now it's inappropriate. And
right,
there
exactly.
is a generational redefinition
make my point.
Of it.
Yes,
yeah.
Correctamundo. All right, next up here is the Senate bipartisan bill on infrastructure and what's contained. I thought it was pretty interesting to look at the list of Republican senators led by Mitt Romney who have come on board with all of this. They've made modifications, but there is less of an impact or influence, if you will, from the people on the Trump side. You know, remember, he tried to, he killed a lot of this stuff, and frankly, I thought he was right, because there's a lot of pork in it. I thought that what his attitude was toward this was the right attitude, frankly. This bill still has tremendous pork in it. The idea of infrastructure and its definition is something that they've been arguing about, but the vote was, 67 to 27, to push it out and to get it before the president.
One of the things I'm happy about is that, you know, and again, talking about changing definitions as, you know, we move forward, you know, with time and as a society, you know, broadband and access to the free and open internet, that is infrastructure. Like, for my whole generation, that's infrastructure. And I'm glad that there's a lot of broadband that's in this bill, because we know, and you talk about this, Doug, on the Farm Show, you know how horrible it is for... Yeah, and you know how horrible it is for farmers and people who live in rural areas to have any service.
I'm not. I mean, I'm in a suburban community, but I'm at the other end of town where there's not much. You know, the roads are narrow and we don't have a lot of the same services. There was so much complaining about the lack of signals on cell phones here that they came to me and wanted me to put up one of those towers at Eastley. I almost did, and then I didn't. And then my friend Tom Hansen, who has the other farm, put a tower up that's 1,000 feet from where I'm sitting right now. And you know, my cell service is worse now than it was before. And before, I couldn't get a signal. Now, the signal comes in, and then it goes away about 30 to 40 seconds in the conversation. So I'll have a conversation with somebody. Last night I was on the phone, on the cell phone with my friend, the actor Tucker. And whether it was me or him, mostly it was me, dropped out 3 or 4 times in the first 4, 5, 6 minutes of the conversation. It's ridiculous. And I pay $234 a month for cell service. It's a GD ripoff. And it gets to be, you were talking about this during the tech report, you know, you always are talking about these sorts of things because these big giant companies, and the same can be said for food. We have a food report coming up in a few minutes. I'm going to give you some stats that'll make your hair stand on, or curl or whatever it does when you get all worked up. Anyway, so that's the infrastructure story. Good signs in the economy. Other than that, the job surges last month, economic recovery seems to be something that is real, it's strong, a lot of hiring, but you go by all these businesses and you see the signs out. So there were 9 million people who were supposedly out of work last month, 10% of them got jobs, according to the Labor Department. So that's the best performance in a year, but there's still... The unemployment is 5.4%, which, when you consider the average, is about 4.394. That's usually those are people collecting. But as I've said many, many times, the real number is twice that because people have gotten off the rolls who have gone through all of the benefits that they can possibly get to. They're still out there looking for work. And those people are the ones who try harder because they're not still collecting. But it's interesting that the numbers are where they are. I thought it was interesting anyway. I have... sometimes when you see these things, it boggles my mind. I worked in... I did mornings on WPBR in Palm Beach for a couple of years. In, let's see, from before I went to Cincinnati in 88, so it was 86 and 87. And one of the fellows I work with is a guy named Dick Farrell. Well-known Palm Beach broadcaster, Southern. He worked in Miami, and he worked in Fort Lauderdale, and he worked in Palm Beach. Interesting character. He didn't always have the right pitch, shall we say, on some of the issues, but people in South Florida loved him. And he died over the weekend of COVID. And he didn't get a shot, didn't like the shots. He was hospitalized with the virus 3 weeks ago, and now he's dead, 65 years of age. My friend Phil Valentine, who's in...
How is he doing?
Well, I haven't heard anything one way or another. I don't know if that's good news or bad news. Mm-hmm. What's the local story on him? He's from Nashville, where you are, Jay. Have you seen anything or heard anything about... He was on a ventilator 24 hours a day for about a week, and that's the last I heard of him. Michael Harrison and I talked about him on the Talk Radio Countdown show, but I'm not sure where he is at this moment.
There's been really no updates in the last week. The last information was that he's in stable condition, and that was about a week ago.
But he was another anti-vaxxer. And then after the fact, he said, well, maybe I was wrong.
Yeah.
And maybe
he has been his family has been very vocal,
very vocal.
He has totally changed his stance on the vaccine.
Yeah, but Farrell didn't. And you wonder, he's well known, but how many people have had that point of view, and they stuck to their guns, and it cost them their lives? I wouldn't want to be sticking to my guns. Yeah, believe it. No, I'm going to take the shot, thanks. All right, anyway, 44 past the hour. The DJV download continues every single day. You can find on this podcast things that have been trending. I thought it was kind of cute, all the hoopla, the hubbub about the announcement that Bo Derek got married. That was in one of our recent podcasts. And then there is a lot of stuff about the Olympics here and there and our various podcasts. And then, I guess you folks, when I was gone last week, you talked about Rihanna becoming the newest female billionaire.
Yeah.
Is it all her entertainment stuff?
Her beauty line.
Oh, yep. Really?
It's an award-winning beauty company. She started with makeup, and she kind of burst onto the makeup scene because she had so many different shades, and everybody just loved how inclusive it was. And the products are great, and then she moved into skincare, and now here she is, the newest billionaire.
Wow. And also the speculation that Mike Richards, the producer, will become the permanent host, that doesn't seem to be going down too well among some people. Have you noticed that? I guess this guy's got...
Well, no one knew about this, right?
Yeah.
Everybody at first thought, oh, Mike Richards would be great. He was the executive producer. I was under the impression that he had been with the show for a really long time, but it turns out he just joined the show last year. So how close was he even to Alex Trebek? That's a real question.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, he's got other settled sexual harassment cases against him, and now a lot of people are like, well, wait a minute, is this really? Alex Trebek would never have had, he never had any scandals like that.
Nope.
So this
clean,
is the guy
clear
who's
through.
Can you carry the torch? I don't know. It's not a good choice.
No, I don't think so. I wasn't impressed. I saw him once when he was doing it. He's not anybody that brings any sort of... when you were watching Alex, you knew that he knew.
Right.
You know what
you
I mean?
Believed
you,
that Alex
knew,
could play
right?
a game and win.
Yeah.
He knew all of the things.
Right.
Right. Yep. I wonder what Merv Griffin, who put these shows together, what he'd be thinking about were he with us. It's 46 past the hour on the DJV program.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry. This offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to GrowWealthSafely.com. That's GrowWealthSafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. GrowWealthSafely.com.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number is toll free 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. So the word from NASA, ladies and gentlemen, is that they need some guinea pigs to test out what life is like on Mars. So who among us has some guinea pigs? Ready? Send them down to NASA.
Not actual guinea pigs, humans.
I thought it would be kind of fun if I...
Yeah. Well, no, but this is a big opportunity for anybody who wants to...
One-way trip to Mars?
Get in good with NASA. They're taking applications now, right? I mean,
right.
This could totally be you, Doug, but I think that there is an...
But I want to go and come back again. It could be me, but it's a long ride.
Well, no, we have to tell the whole story. This is not for people to go to Mars. This is for people to live and study what it would be like in a controlled environment for a year.
Right. But can you imagine
things.
Me being cooped up for a year?
You're not going to Mars.
Yeah, well, it's like being in Mars. It's 10 before the hour.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, 53 at the hour here on the DJV program. Tommy the K from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program is on vacation. He sent me a picture of a tractor yesterday. He went to some farm show in the middle of nowhere, and there were pictures of tractors like the one that I have, the old Farm All M. And he thought of me, and he sent me it, and then he said, by the way, I'm not going to be around this week. So whenever I can't presume, sometimes when we have people that do specialty stuff and they're gone, I try to fill in with some information. But nobody does it like Tommy does. And because I'm always so interested in food and the American Family Farmer material that I use, you can hear our program podcast. Well, it's broadcast on a lot of these same stations over the weekend, but also as a podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. So the headline, I'm giving you a little tease as to the headline this week on the Farm Show, ladies. As a matter of fact, I have just teased it. I'm going to tell you what the headline, what's behind the headline after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, so this is information from the Family Farm Action Alliance. It's a group of people who come from the same strain of thinking as do I. That's why I do the American Family Farmer Show, to support small agriculture versus big agriculture. And they've done a study of common grocery items that you can find in the food store, grocery store, whatever you want to call it. And you'll be unhappy. Maybe you will. Maybe you don't care. Four corporations, one, two, three, four corporations account for 84% of all sales in the grocery store. Four corporations. This stuff, I mean, I don't know whether you think that's good. I hope you think it's good to know. And you can say, well, where do we go? You look at the label and see what the origins are. Much as anything else, look at the label to see what's in it. But find out who's producing it. If it's General Foods, General Mills, and you know these corporations, ADM, they own all of these companies, and Cargill and Chem China. So, and by the way, this outfit, the Family Farm Action Alliance, has done a study of prices, what you're paying for this stuff, and the prices we all know. What happened last year during the pandemic to the prices of food because food disappeared. Well, now there seems to be a question as to whether or not the stuff really disappeared or was being withheld because of profit motives by these four giant corporations. So if you want to protect farmers and take back control of what you eat at your dinner table, the solution is to go into the marketplace to support family farmers, to go to the farmer's market. You're not going to find any food made by these big corporations there. There's a lot of scrutiny now going on of mergers and acquisitions because of this study that came from the Family Farm Action Alliance. The government's looking at one of the reasons Biden signed off on this deal to try to push attention back to the family farmers is because people around him, whether he paid attention to it or not, people are waking up to the fact that food is being so, it's like a chokehold. You know, the top of a bottle, when the neck of the bottle gets smaller. And all of these foods are getting bottlenecked up by these companies that are just, they're screwing you. Basically, that's the bottom line. And what I'm more interested in is the scrutinization of foreign-owned agricultural operations that are becoming prevalent and all the taxpayer subsidies that you and I are giving to not only the Chem China and all the stuff in China, but there's a Brazilian-owned company called JBS. They got millions of dollars from the Trump administration under their pal Sonny Perdue. I'm sure Trump didn't know anything about it. But Perdue, being the scumbag that he was, made sure that he took care of all of his pals. And a lot of his pals are Brazilians in this company. So a word to the wise is that...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.